If you have a question for Dave and Tom to respond to in the future, Contending for the Faith, stay with us. We'll have our contact information at the end of the program. You are listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Now, our final segment, Understanding the Scriptures, and we resume our excursion through the book of Acts. Here again are Dave and Tom.
This is our Understanding the Scriptures segment. We're in Acts chapter 13, going through the book of Acts, and just a little recap, a brief one. Paul is on his missionary journey, and he's really recounting for the Jews to whom he's preaching, bringing information regarding Jesus being the Messiah, and he's giving them a little recap of their history.
All out of the Old Testament.
Right.
From the mouth of their own prophets.
Right. So we're at verse 41, Dave. I'll pick up right there. "Behold, ye despisers, and wonder and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath." The gospel, Dave, to the Jew first, right, and then the Greek or the Gentile.
Exactly. Verse 40, actually, he says, "Beware lest that come upon you," which is spoken of in the prophet. So he's reminding them. Actually, it's from Habakkuk chapter 1, I think it's verse 5. It was talking about the punishment that was coming upon them from an invading army that was going to punish them for their disobedience to God. And he says, this is what the prophet said, "Behold, you despisers, wonder and perish. I work a work in your day, though it's declared unto you. You're not going to believe it." Now, this could be your problem, too. I'm declaring it. I mean, incredible works, your miracles and so forth. And you're going to turn away from this? And it was a rather accurate warning, because they did turn away. And they become jealous, as it tells us, when he goes to the Gentiles. The Gentiles are saying, "Hey, how come? Can't we hear this too?" Maybe there were some of them who were in the synagogue at the time, as there could be. Mm-hmm. So, verse 43, "Now when the congregation was broken up," well, obviously there had been some Gentiles there, "many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas." Those would be religious proselytes, would be the non-Jews.
Mm-hmm. Converts to Judaism.
Right. Mm-hmm. "They followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God." Wow. That is just fantastic. So
the word got out.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to me, Dave, as I read through the scriptures, the Old Testament, you know, we think, hey, with our media, we have television, we have radio, we have all these forms of communication. It's amazing how the word got out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm reading about in 1 Samuel, 1 or 2 Samuel, maybe it's the first part of 2 Samuel, I'm not quite sure. But the Philistines, remember when the ark is captured by the Philistines?
That's 1 Samuel.
1 Samuel, yeah. They knew exactly what the Jews had gone through. They knew about Moses. They knew about the parting of the Red Sea. They knew all that stuff.
Exactly. Rahab the harlot knew.
Yeah. Communication was not a problem back then.
You would think it would have been. Mm-hmm. You'd think we're so far superior. But the problem is we are being bombarded with so much news and information. It just kind of rolls off of us.
Right.
And this was something that caught their attention. Mm-hmm. Wow. What these men are saying, that you can have your sins forgiven, you can become a child of God, that God himself came to this earth as a man, born of a virgin, and they nailed him to a cross, and in spite of that, he said, "Father, forgive them," and he, under those circumstances, offered himself a sacrifice to the Father for the sins of the very people who had mocked him and crucified him? Wow, now that is some story. Tell me a little bit more about it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city comes together to hear, I love that phrase, Tom, to hear the word of God. You know, we call our ministry, from Acts 17:11, the Berean Call. Mm-hmm. And I think you came up with that title.
Yeah,
Tom.
But actually it's verse 10.
I remember.
Verse 10 identifies the place as Berea.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Berean Call. And we often emphasize, and we call this radio program Search the Scriptures Daily. So we emphasize, you see, the Bereans, they search the Scriptures. But that's not all of what it says. It says the Bereans were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures. So when they searched the Scriptures, they searched it with the attitude, whatever the Bible says, that's what we're going to accept. If the Bible backs up what this guy Paul is telling us, then we will readily receive that.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the word of God they want to hear. Tom, it's really what we need today. So many pulpits, it's not the word of God. And we don't want to get into that. That's a long, long trip. But modern translations, the Message by Eugene Peterson that changes the very word of God, even makes it say what God didn't say, contradicts God, and calls it a version of the Bible. The videos and movies we've got about Jesus, you know, we've talked about the Passion of the Christ. Wow, not biblical. Mm-hmm. So much in there that isn't biblical and so forth.
David, I just want to add to that. Something just came across my desk this morning. A movement to retell the Bible from an artistic and poetical standpoint.
Yeah, yeah.
What is that? Except yeah. People are excited about it. Wow, yeah. Now we can use drama. We can use all of these things. Let's retell the Bible.
Well, we're recording this, Tom, if that's okay to say, not long after Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, at Easter time, they've always got this nonsense. Articles in the paper, specials on TV, PBS or whatever. Well, you know, there's questions about the accuracy of the Bible, questions about who Jesus really was, you know, and what his claims really were. And it really didn't come down to us. Probably ought to go to a novel like the Da Vinci Code. That would really give us the truth.
Well, Dave, the movie's going to be out. This is April now.
But
it's going to be out, I think, first week in May. So that's going to create some issues.
People will accept anything that is not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can just say a word about that in advance, personally, of course, that's my own personal taste. I didn't think it was very well written, and I thought it was just...
Well, it didn't hang together. It wasn't like a tight problem. We know it didn't hang together because most of the information, a few little factual things, but most of it conjecture and most of it just contrary to what the Bible teaches.
Right. So
what was that?
The guy obviously had an axe to grind. He trashed the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
He trashed Jesus Christ. But he's looking for the Holy Grail, which, again, is nonsense. It's a myth. Never existed. Nobody ever put any hope in it except people who didn't know the Bible and who didn't know God, who didn't know Christ. But okay.
But so, not just the Holy Grail. He's following the genealogy of Christ, having married Mary Magdalene.
Right,
now,
right,
where do you go with
right,
that?
Right. He never got that from any factual documents, okay? And yet he passes this off as being very factual. Oh, yeah, he's done this research and these secret documents and so forth. Okay, but no archaeologist, no scholar would accept any of this. But anyway, point I'm trying to make, Tom, so after trashing Jesus, trashing the Bible, which we can prove is the Word of God, we have eyewitnesses, we can document it, it has prophecies that absolutely prove it, okay? How does it end? He is worship. What's the Holy Grail? He's worshiping at the shrine of Mary Magdalene. Come on, you gotta be kidding. What else does he have? He's got nothing else to go for, so I guess that's the way it's gonna end. And people like this?
Well, Dave, you just said it. People go for anything but the truth. We just mm-hmm. talked about the Gospel of Judas, so-called, and there's the Gospel of Thomas. There are all mm-hmm. these kind of books out there, mm-hmm. and supposedly say, well, it's an ancient mm-hmm. manuscript.
Mm-hmm.
So what? You know, there's a lot of stuff in the trash today that was put in the trash way back then.
Right. So, Tom, I love that phrase. They came together to hear the Word of God. The Word of God, we can prove what the Word of God is. I don't want to give heed to anything else.
Dave and Tom will resume their discussion on the topic of salvation next week. We hope you can tune in. This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call.
This is T.A. McMahon inviting you to visit our hometown of Bend, Oregon, and take part in a discernment conference titled Today's Seduction of Christianity. The theme is to alert Christians to beliefs and practices that are undermining the sufficiency of the Scriptures and the power of the Holy Spirit in their lives. Topics include church growth through marketing and purpose-driven methods, the psychological seduction and corruption of counseling, the Catholicizing of evangelical Christianity, the emerging church mystical movement, the popular perversions of the Bible, the Islamic threat, and much more. Join me, along with Dave Hunt, Greg Durrell of Reaching Catholics for Christ, and authors Dr. Martin and Deidre Bobgan, for a time of great teaching and wonderful fellowship this coming November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Don't miss this terrific opportunity to come to beautiful Bend, Oregon, and meet the staff and visit the offices of the Berean Call.
We hope you can join us for the Seduction of Christianity Today conference at the beautiful brand new Riverhouse Hotel and Convention Center here in Bend. The conference will begin Friday morning with an open house at the Berean Call and will conclude at noon Sunday after worship and a special message from Dave. Make plans to join us for this important seminar. The Seduction of Christianity Today conference, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th in Bend, Oregon, sponsored by the Berean Call. For information, go to our website at www.thebereancall.org or call us toll-free at 800-937-6638. Space is limited and you can save substantially by registering before August 1st. So please make your reservation soon. Call 800-937-6638. Would you like to expand your knowledge of God's Word? We offer a wide variety of items that will greatly assist you. From books and tracts to audio and video recordings, CD-ROM, our internet website, and much more. For a complete list of materials or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us at our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast on tape or compact disc, ask for program number 2306. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. Get a pen or pencil ready. We'll repeat our contact information in just a moment. Next week, we'll continue our series of programs based on Dave Hunt's book, When Will Jesus Come? And How Will All Nations Come Against Israel? In Religion in the News, Picturing Worship of Jesus, we'll take a look at that story and address the question, are feelings more important than doctrine? We hope you can join us. If you have questions or comments about this program, we urge you to contact our offices. Search the Scriptures Daily radio ministry is made possible by God's grace, your prayers, and your financial support. I'm Gary Carmichael, and for Dave, Tom, and everyone here at the Berean Call, I would like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to join us again next week. In the meantime, if you desire to know God's truth, search the Scriptures daily. You've been listening to Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. For more information about the Berean Call, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon 97708. Call us toll-free at our order number 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. Join us again next week for Search the Scriptures Daily, featuring Dave Hunt and T.A. McMahon.